Good morning to you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to our first 15 prayer call. We just thank and bless God for all of you who have connected with us on this morning. I am Dennis Hebert Jr. I'll be leading the call on this morning. I just thank God for so many of you who are partnering with us every week as we come together for just 15 minutes for a time of reflection and a time of prayer. I believe prayer is the single most powerful expressions that we can have throughout the course of our day. It's connecting with the divine, it's refueling, it's not just talking to God, but it's also listening for God's response as well. And so I greet you this morning in divine love and just thank you so much for investing this 15 minutes that we have together before we get ready to be productive on this morning. Each and every week, many of you, and I just thank God for you so much, you invite people, you share on your social media sites for individuals to come and be a part. And every week we're having new individuals join our prayer call. We've been doing this for several years now, and we're still adding new partners on each and every week. And I just thank you so much for those of you who see our post on social media and you repost or share or what have you so that others can know where they can come and connect with an opportunity to pray as well. So thank you so much, and I ask that you would continue to do that. I believe it's all of our responsibility to touch the lives of those who may need to connect to God through prayer. You'll be so glad you did. I believe it'll be a very important gift that you will sow into somebody's life by inviting them to come and to be a part of prayer. Listen, this morning is going to be an awesome time where God challenges us in prayer because today is going to be a great, strong day for you. And I'm going to be praying that in just a moment, that today is going to be a strong day for you. This Tuesday is going to be your power day. It's going to be a day where there's going to be some clarity in your life, and you're going to have and feel the passion for living even once again. So I want you to just go ahead and expect that already today. But there's another area today that's going to be very important if today is going to be that type of day for you, and it's the area of your thinking. And that's what I want to target this morning, even in prayer. I want to target our thinking, and I want us to think for a change. That's what we're doing. We're thinking for a change. Thinking for a change. Because if any change is going to happen as it relates to you moving closer to your destiny in God, you moving closer to fulfilling your purpose. And by the way, I believe that that's the single most precious act of gratitude that we can give unto God, is God has blessed us with this day. And so now it is incumbent upon us to say, God, in return to what you have given me, my life, my strength, my breath, my capacities, I'm going to in turn be productive so that I can maximize the moment. And that's so very, very important that we learn how to maximize the moment. So many people miss moments because they're looking for a future moment and don't understand that there's a moment right now, today is what I'm talking about, that we have to maximize. And so this Tuesday is a day that we have to make it up in our mind, I'm going to maximize this day. I'm going to give God everything that I have. And a part of that is making sure that we're thinking right, that we're thinking for a change, that we're not thinking stagnation, we're not thinking stuck, but I'm thinking for a change. And so even if you are anointed of God this morning, it's going to be so very important that you understand the power of harnessing this great gift that God has given to humankind, and that is our ability to think and to process and to shape our lives about what it is that we begin to feed our mind. Now, in Scripture, it goes like this. Proverbs 23:7, we already know the verse. It says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's so very powerful. As a man thinketh. See that? As a man thinketh, his life begins to revolve around that. And your purpose and your destiny in God is going to require intentional, well thought out participation by you. You must know the power of good thinking and not waste this particular moment. Our thinking is one of the major contributors to where our life will lead us. It's the ability now to picture before we experience, to see it before we live it. That's the ability to do that. Thinking right, thinking for a change, seeing yourself in the power of your mind, where it is that God wants to take us. It's going to be so very important. And so today, I want to pray that God will give you the discipline to control your thought life, to help control your thought life, where you can have several areas of maximized thinking. That's like big picture thinking. God want us today to not be focused on the minutia, the small stuff. Big picture thinking, creative thinking, thinking outside of the box, possibility thinking. That's when you get into the realm of faith, when we're talking about possibility thinking. All things are possible to him that believes. So God, give me this capacity to think about what's possible in my life and what's possible even through my life. And then positive thinking. We cannot waste mental space and thinking opportunities by just dwelling on negativity. We got to choose to be positive. Today, I challenge every person on this call to be intentionally positive today. I mean, overboard. I mean, excessively positive. Why? Because positive thinking is so very important. The Bible talks about this. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Paul, in another passage of scripture in Acts, he said he was in a situation where he was in prison. He was about to go before King Agrippa, and the Bible says, he said, I can think myself happy. That's the power of positive thinking, that you can be in a bad situation, but when you have the discipline to control your thought life, you can think yourself into a change. You can think yourself even into another level of possibility with God. Finally, strategic thinking. I believe that God has a strategy for every situation that we're facing. I'm going to say that again. He has a strategy for everything you're believing him for everything that you're in faith for, you've been praying for. God may not automatically release the thing, but he may release the strategy. You remember that dire circumstance that the widow woman was in, and she had lost her son, and the creditors was coming to take her children, and God, he didn't give her the money to pay off the debt. He gave her a strategy. And I believe some of us, God is saying, I want you to settle yourself, begin to focus your thinking so that you can receive a divine strategy or a plan that God wants to give you in order to push you closer to your destiny. I know you're anointed. I know you pray. I know you fast. But God is saying, now you got to use that other gift that I've given you, and that's the ability of strategic thinking. And so I want to pray with all of you on this morning that as it relates to your destiny, you're going to think yourself into a change. You're going to sit down, and God is going to give you the discipline of mind to line your mind up with what it is that he has already revealed unto your spirit. That becomes the challenge many times, is getting mind and spirit to work in partnership. And today I want to pray that there will be this synergy between your mind and your spirit, because that's when you're going to see progress towards your purpose and destiny, is when your mind and your spirit begins to work hand in glove, begins to work in lockstep, in partnership, singing from the same sheet of music. That's when you're going to begin to see powerful things happen in your life. Let me pray for you this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we, first of all, glorify your name, for this is the day that you've given unto us, God. And we're going to maximize it. We're not just going to praise you with our mouth, but we're going to praise you through everything that we set our hand to do on today, God. I thank you this morning for every partner that's connected with us on this call. I speak it now. I speak what you speak, God. I speak that they are people of destiny and that they are people of purpose. I thank you right now that None of them are here by accident. And Father, there's some of them that are stuck even this morning. You have made sure that they connected with this call this morning. I speak it today that there's going to be release. There's going to be a breaking of a cycle in their lives. You're going to free them up to think themselves for a change. So thank you now for giving them, Lord God, divine thoughts. Thank you right now for giving them discipline now, Lord, yes, to hedge in their thoughts, that those thoughts that are not like you, we're going to arrest them, as your word declares, and we're going to bring them under captivity, thoughts of poverty and thoughts of lack and thoughts of self-depreciation and thoughts that causes us to dwell and be connected to our past, thoughts of regret and guilt. We bind and we curse those thoughts in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, Lord God, that you're going to release thoughts now into our minds, God, that as we would meditate on these things, that we're going to begin to see change that would happen in our lives. It's going to inspire us. Is going to move us towards our God-given destiny. And so we thank you for that. I pray for somebody that is just stuck because of small picture thinking. I pray that you would give them big picture, that they won't get weary in well-doing because they're looking at the small picture. Give us big picture vision, God. Give us large screen living, Lord God, that we might dwell on the big picture of what it is that you already promised us. Thank you for creative thinking, Lord God. I thank you right now that we won't get in a rut or a routine or we won't entertain the mundane always, but you're going to give us creative ways. Thank you for creative business people that are on the call today. Thank you for creative thinkers that are on the call this morning. I speak right now, Lord God, that you're going to allow us to experience creative thinking today. But then we thank you for possibility thinking. Thank you, Lord, for not just letting us stay in the natural, but allowing us to climb up into the faith realm. I pray right now for a releasing of a spirit of faith where we can begin to see and dwell and think on what is possible. For we know what your word has declared, that all things are possible to him that believe. Thank you for possibility thinking today. And Father, as we are thinking in the realm of possibility, we thank you that we're going to embrace positivity. I thank you right now that we're going to curse every negative thought, every negative emotion, every negative attitude that would try to come and arrest our ability to think positive today. We bless you and thank you right now, Lord God, that we're going to see the good. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you are good and you are performing good things in our lives, Lord God. Thank you right now that things are already getting better. Thank you right now, God, that we're already in a season of turnaround, Lord God. And we even thank you this morning for releasing divine strategy now. I thank you right now, Lord God, that there's going to be a wisdom. There's going to be other strategic thinkers that you're going to allow us to connect with even on today. And I bless you and I thank you today, God, that you are requiring us to participate in our miracle. We know what your promise is. And I thank you right now that our spirit has received the promise, but our mind now shall conceive this baby and give birth to what it is that you have already shown us in the spirit. We thank you right now today for ordering our steps. Thank you for angels that have been assigned over our lives to stand guard over us, Lord. We dispatch now your angels over our children, over our loved ones now, that even as they are outside of our presence, we thank you that they are underneath your angelic surveillance, Lord God. Thank you for giving them traveling grace. Thank you right now for protecting them, Lord God. Thank you right now for keeping them throughout this entire day. We thank you and we bless you right now. Thank you for blessing your church, both the worldwide church and the local church, Lord. May the church continue to be a praise in the earth, Lord God. I bless you now for every person that's on this call this morning. I thank you that today, this time was not wasted. But I thank you, Lord, that you're going to begin to ignite a fire early this morning in our spirits, Lord, that's going to cause us to burn all day long. So, Lord, I thank you and I bless you now that today we win, we win, we win in the name of Jesus. We love you and we bless you. Amen. Amen. Thinking for a change. I want you even today to embrace the power of divine thinking. And so I know that as you do that, God is going to bless you in an awesome way. Listen, a lot of times we have to move from the talking side of prayer to the listening side of prayer. And I want to challenge many of you to not just be so verbose in our prayers, but take a moment and meditate. Take a moment and sit in silence so you can hear heaven's response. There's some things that God wants to release to you. There's some things he wants to correct in us. And we cannot do that if we're not spending time on the listening side of prayer today. I know that you're going to create that time for you and God to have where heaven can respond to your prayers. And I thank and bless God for how it is that he's going to take your life to another level. He's going to show you some things that the Bible says that you know not of. Listen, this week I want you to find a Bible study to participate in. Don't tune in. We need you to certainly be there. If you're in the Hammond area, we welcome you to be a part of our classes 12 and 7 on tomorrow. We'll be teaching the word. It'll be the best 60 minutes that you can invest spending time in the word. And I know that God will bless you and take your life to the next level. Listen, I'm praying for you today. I'm praying for your mind, for your thinking, that God would allow you to have an alignment between your mind and your spirit, and then you'll begin to see progress. God bless you and God keep you. This is our prayer. God bless you.